Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, just before we get into the podcast, Barney and I just want to say that we're doing a series of events at Mortimer House in Fitzrovia, which is just off Oxford Street in London. The next event we're holding is on the 28th of September 2022, and it's going to be a trivia night.
Yes, that's right, a movie trivia night where we ask questions based on all the films that we have reviewed so far. We held our first a couple months ago, and it was maybe the most fun I've ever had ever. There were cocktails, there were decorations, there are framed pictures of Lizzie McGuire everywhere. It was just such a fun night. We had 90s and noughties music playing. So if you're free on the 28th of September and fancy coming down, head to our Instagram at heynowheynow and find the link that has all the details. We can't wait to see you.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing John Tucker Must Die.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Jesse Metcalf. That's it. That's the tweet.
Yeah, not everything is a joke, guys.
Yeah, come on.
And when it comes to Jesse Metcalf, we are always serious.
Do you know what was so wild? Jesse Metcalf was on the latest episode of Masked Dancer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Honestly, it was the biggest plot twist of all time.
I mean, I didn't even know he could dance.
He can't. But he has a great face, and that's all that mattered. But actually, it was covered in in this show.
You know, he was 28 in John Tucker Must Die.
This film was 2006. How old would that make him if he was 28 then?
Oh, God. You asked me to do math on the show? Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, so 2006 take away 28 means that he was born in 1978? No, that's not right. Is that right? Okay, so then...
Why aren't we just Googling this? Why are we doing maths? Him and Tom Cruise are in the same, like, skincare club.
He's 43.
Oh.
Oh, my God. First of all, like, he's looking great for it. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I can do maths? Kind of iconic.
Wow. Now, do you know what's really funny about this film is that Jesse Metcalf has said that John Tucker was a completely different character to actually what he was like when he was in high school.
Oh.
He said he was a self-imposed loner who shopped at the Salvation Army and was obsessed with Green Day.
Ew! Salvation Army!
Look, giving to charity is good, but...
I feel like there's an in-between that he could have gone to.
Yeah. He was definitely one of those guys with, like, a satchel on the side.
Ew, I mean? yeah.
With badges on it.
Yeah, and maybe like a low pony. But you know, one of those people that like goes to the gym and then he gets a haircut and suddenly it's like, oh my God, that's who we went to school with the whole time.
That's kind of a flex actually, if you can have such a glow up like that.
Yeah.
The only thing that was similar to John Tucker, which Jesse did say, was that he's cheated on girls before.
Jesse.
But they've also cheated on him. I mean, if he had a pony, fine.
I mean, deserved, you know? You know what was another weird coincidence? When Brittany Snow was filming this, she found out that her boyfriend of 2 years had been cheating on her. And she said that Ashanti Sophia Bush and Arielle Kebble were like really there for her in the same way that their characters were all, you know, there for each other in the movie.
So cute.
So that's really nice.
I knew Ashanti would just pull through in that way. I love Ashanti. I'm just so glad she's in this film. Oh, baby. Just love her.
Amazing. I mean, you told me that you were listening to her earlier today while you're getting ready.
Oh, guys, it's actually been a really sad day for the UK and the world today, but we have found out that the Queen has passed away. Obviously, want to be as respectful as possible. But you know that sort of thing, like, where were you when so-and-so died? I was listening to Ashanti. Foolish. And then my heart can take no more. I keep on running back to you.
Oh. I mean, I couldn't think of a better thing to be doing when you found out that news.
I'll never forget.
It's what Liz would have wanted. So I mentioned we have Sophia Bush in this movie. She plays Beth, and she was shooting One Tree Hill at the same time as shooting the movie. So Sophia was busy.
Sophia has completely won at life because she is married to Chad Michael Murray, which is just goals.
We also have Penn Badgley in this film playing Scott, who's playing John's younger brother.
Mm-hmm. He'll always be Dan from Gossip Girl to me, but he's cute in this film too. I always like in the films, it's the same with The Princess Diaries. Kind of have a thing for Michael, have a thing for him too. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? The handsome, like, doesn't really know who he is.
Mm-hmm. But his hair.
Yeah, but he can cut that.
Fine.
He can get a girlfriend and then just, yeah, all changes.
Well, did you know the original ending had Kate and Scott kiss at the birthday party, but the director, Betty Thomas, decided that there was just too much kissing in the film already, so she changed the story so that they just kind of rekindled their friendship.
Oh.
Come on, let's just put another kiss in there.
That was so boring. I didn't actually even realise that that didn't happen. You assume that they just became in a relationship.
Yeah, but no, just friends.
Oh, that's boring.
I know, but maybe room for a sequel?
Ooh. John Tucker has died?
How?
Cut in the butt? With a thong.
It kills over one American every year.
Non-official fact, but kind of.
Who's gonna check?
No one. Okay, so now we're going to do best supporting character. Now, I'm not sure about you, but this film really gives me the appetite for some Betty Crocker brownies, you know?
The girls have so many snacks on Kate's bed, so I get that.
Like, is that us? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, because it's four girls sharing one medium pizza.
Oh.
Like, what is that? One slice each? Oh. Come on.
But I thought a great place to start would be with Justin, who is the neighbour who walks into the house at the beginning when Kate and her mum have arrived, and he's got the plate of brownies. And he's like, hey, I'm supposed to drop these brownies off for you. Oh my God.
When her mum walks in.
Yeah, and Kate's like, oh God.
And he just completely ignores Kate and walks straight over to Laurie. Is it Laurie? Jenny McCarthy.
I think so. I just think it's really funny that Kate is like gorgeous and like she's supposed to like never get looked at by guys.
Yes. Were those special brownies?
They could definitely be CBD brownies. Do you remember when we went to Amsterdam and we were like, okay, when in Rome or when in Amsterdam? And we bought those like...
It was literally like, you know, those M&S pots of chocolate crispies or whatever. It was that, but it was infused with whatever.
Yeah. So we thought we would do the sensible thing and eat them in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Thinking that we'd be like high and like it would be so fun and stuff. No. Best nap of our lives.
I have never slept so well.
Seriously.
It was amazing.
We woke up like, oh.
You're like, oh my gosh, what's the time? What year is it? Soon after that, we see Kate working her job at the restaurant and we meet her blonde friend who's kind of giving Kate the lowdown on John and why he's always there with a new girl. And she's kind of explaining.
How do you learn all this stuff?
I don't know, just a guess. And she kind of covers her mouth and then like runs off.
She's just crying the whole time in this film. To be honest, big mood.
Yeah, truly. And then it comes back around when Kate's going on the date with John at the restaurant. She sees the two of them across the room. She's like, what the hell?
She starts crying. Did she drop the tray?
I think she drops the tray, yeah.
The other person who has a bit of a fall is Coach Claypool.
The clue was there the whole time. If your name rhymes with something, it's going to happen.
Well, that's not a rule.
Oh, yeah. If your name rhymes with something. Okay, hold on. Emily Sanford will go to Stanford.
Hey.
Yeah, mature student.
Hey. Barney Lee scoops up pee.
Wow.
While I'm at Stanford getting my MA, you're outside.
Scooping pee. You know what? Fair enough.
Anyway, so Coach Claypool, I'm not crying because she fell over. I'm crying because that was really funny. She has a heart attack down the stairs. She had acute angina.
What did you just say? I definitely had to like pause and rewind that bit. But yeah, John's walking up the stairs, winks at her, and she has a heart attack and falls down the stairs.
Yeah, and she's dying and they're just rubbing her back. Call 911. Anyway, poor Coach Claypool.
Well, it was 2006. Maybe they didn't have enough credit on their phone.
Oh, 10p per text back in the day.
Ooh.
Honestly. Okay, the next character maybe we should talk about is the photographer.
Oh my God. Yes, Beth's photographer that shot her yearbook pictures.
Yeah, that's just such a random scene. Like, suddenly he's just like modeling in the woods.
It reminded me of Twilight New Moon. Jacob's topless in the forest for no reason.
And the photographer who's taking the photos, he's just like, pout for me, make me hate you. Hate me, John. Hate me.
And John's getting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not hating it at all.
I want those pictures.
We also have the PE teacher. He's like, yeah, 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 we all hate each other. No, we hate you.
Oh, Coach Williams, she's great.
So good.
She's great. Later in that scene, we have another best supporting character. Coach Williams is setting up volleyball with the girls, and she's like, okay, Jennifer, Allison, Molly, Sarah, Denise, and Kimmy, this side. And Kimmy, who is like a goth girl, turns around and says, my name is Lucretia. That's it! So Lucretia deserves a mention.
Oh, 100%. Anyone who can do that eyeliner that well, you're in the list.
Yeah.
Oh, also in the PE hall playing basketball, we've got John's friend who's just like eating popcorn out of the mascot bear head. He's always just snacking on the sidelines. Yes. When they're playing basketball.
I mean, you would. It's a great receptacle. Although, could you imagine the sweat in that costume?
Salty popcorn.
Ew!
We all know salt and sweet is the best.
Yes. And if you drop Maltesers in the popcorn, so you have a handful of popcorn with chocolate in, oh my God, that is an elite pairing.
Oh yeah, agree. God, there is so many characters. We've got Detention Man. Oh, who's the teacher?
Kate's like, my name is... No talking!
I've also got here in my notes, the first guy who drops flowers to Kate.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You didn't 5 minutes ago.
No talking.
So obviously John is trying to win Kate's heart, so he's like sending her flowers to like science class. This nerdy guy walks in with a white bouquet of flowers. He's like, I'm supposed to drop these off. He looks a little bit like Chucky Finster.
Yes. Oh my God, that's who it is. It's Chucky Finster grown up. But we have to award best supporting character to probably the girl who needs the most amount of love. It's Molly, one of the cheerleaders. And if you don't remember the scene, Heather is introducing Kate to the squad and Heather tells Kate to go to the top of the pyramid. Trust me, it's an honor. Molly's been waiting 3 years to get up there. Right, Molly? And as Kate is climbing up all these people to be on the top, Molly says, yeah, you go ahead. It's your first day. You earned it. And she's just so pissed off, but like she just has to kind of deal with it.
Why is she pissed off? There is nothing worse to me than climbing on someone's shoulders. Yeah. And being on the top of a pyramid.
Yep. Oh, you want to die.
Literally. Yeah. You're looking for your neck in a cast.
And then they actually do all fall down. It's like a miracle that no one died.
No.
So Molly, this one is for you. You didn't get to the top of the pyramid, but you did get to the top of our hearts.
Go Molly!
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so now we're going to do most iconic outfit. Now, on the internet it said early 2000s teens were decidedly not cool unless they owned something with the Hollister Seagull logo.
Did you own any Hollister?
Yes.
Oh.
Definitely. Shout out to everyone who owned the grey Hollister polo with the burgundy seagull.
Ooh.
Yeah, with a little like white outline.
Right.
It was kind of like a teenage Lacoste, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I used to wear that all the time. You know, it was the days when you go to Abercrombie and Fitch and get a photo with the model outside. Yeah, this film definitely had Abercrombie polo shirts and stuff like that. It had low-rise cargo pants. Carrie and Beth definitely wear those. And studded belts and halter tops.
Uh-huh. Heather has a pink sarong on her head at one point. And it had, like, silver metallic threads kind of hanging off it. And she paired it with mosaic tile leaf earrings.
Oh.
Like, Ashanti, do better. Although maybe that was it in 2006.
Yeah, I think Ashanti just knew.
Really? Well, because that fedora said otherwise.
That definitely has to go on the top of the list is Heather's straw hat.
And she's not at the beach.
I got one of those hats when we were in Spain. This truck went past with this Spanish guy like blasting music and he just threw straw hats to everyone on the beach.
Wow.
Heather also says the most important thing a cheerleader wears is her attitude.
Oh my God, is that the scene where she does like the strut down the school hallway?
Yeah.
She's like, strut, strut, strut. And then Han goes on the notice board and she just turns her head to read it. So unnatural. And also, what are you reading? Like, the fire marshal escape plan. Like, oh, I just need to check this out. You went out the training. I didn't see you there.
Oh my gosh. Kate also wears a crochet shrug.
She does. It's like a swamp green color.
Mm-hmm.
With a bejeweled cami underneath it.
I probably would have seen that at the time and been like, oh, that's such a cute outfit. Yeah, so she wears that to the beach when she's on that cute date with John. But I think the reason it's crochet is so the spy camera can like poke through.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Clever.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Smart. We like smart around here.
Kate also has a moment where she kind of dresses up when John takes her out for the date on the boat.
Ah.
She's got this whole formal attire thing going. She's got her hair up. She's got a black and white polka dot halter neck dress and a pink pashmina. Bring pashminas back.
Just bring them back for the sake that they're called pashminas.
Yes.
Sounds so cute.
Kate also has a look in chemistry class. Oh my God, are you ready for this? I've got a whole breakdown. She's wearing a brown jersey vest top, pink cardigan tied in a knot, a long denim skirt, I'm talking below the knee, and she's got dangly earrings and a low pony. Maybe she learned from Jessie Metcalf.
I just know that Gen Z are going to bring all of those looks back. I've got a fear.
Yeah.
They're going to make it look cool, aren't they? We're going to be like, oh no.
You know what's the latest thing to come back?
What?
Dolly shoes.
Dolly shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Those deserve to stay in the past.
Yeah.
In a time capsule, dug a million feet into the ground.
And somehow also sent to the moon.
Yeah. And then crushed by Wally.
For a minute, I thought you were talking about Where's Wally? Oh. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
I guess he could be on the moon. Imagine if the author pranked us and just never drew him in the book. He's just not here.
Yeah, gotcha. You know who I was like? The wizard with the like stripy long stick? Not who I'm looking for, but nice to see you. Like going up an escalator or something. Yeah. Like, oh, for him. You know? Any wizard girlies out there? Send us a DM.
We have to mention John Tucker's red thong.
Oh my God, with the white lace frills.
Mm-hmm. And the little flower in the top.
So cute.
And it is funny when he's like, it's like letting your best friend sleep in a silk hammock. They're breezy. They don't bind. And they give you just enough swing.
I mean, he's owning it.
Yeah. Thong is my underwear of choice. I think you could rock it. Like John.
Definitely.
Rock it.
To the moon.
No, I mean like rock it.
Like, oh, ew, what a hammock.
To the moon.
No, because I thought that's where we were burying all of the bad clothes. And then we saw the wizard from Where's Wally? Right, okay.
I love it when we cry.
You sound like my therapist. More money for me.
Another £150. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Speaking of underwear, we should award most iconic outfit to Beth's 100% hemp bra, which is such a funny moment, which didn't need to be in the film.
My favourite moments in movies are when it's just like a very small blink and you miss it moment. So yes. When she finds it, she's like...
Is it because she's obviously stuck at the back of the car?
Yeah, because Kate's in the car waiting for John. And then she's like, I don't know how to kiss. And then Beth is like, oh, I'm just going to have to show you how this is done. Obviously, then John comes along. She's like, So she has to hide in the back of the car and she's under all the clothes in his car because, boys, am I right? Messy cars.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not talking from experience because I don't have a car.
You just own the jelly bean.
The air freshener. Jelly belly air freshener.
I imagine a hemp bra should be like made of straw.
I feel like it would be itchy.
Like scratchy. Like when you buy a jumper and you're just like, oh, I need this off. It's just not cozy.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why it was off in the car and not on her.
John didn't take it off. She just got so scratchy.
Yes! Next up, we've got best musical moment. And I've got to be honest, watching the film, I did not recognize a lot of songs.
I was just so sad no Ashanti was in this. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm. I know my days will go without you.
She was too expensive for them. We did get Man Eater by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland.
Yeah, okay, that is a very good song.
She's a man eater.
That was my contribution.
That was great.
Who wants to go to karaoke with Emily and Barney?
Because we need the lyrics on the screen. All the films that we've reviewed so far, we're always like, la 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 la. Like,
who knows lyrics?
I was thinking about this. Back in the day, I used to absorb lyrics so easily, and now nothing.
Is there any song that you know all the lyrics to?
Super Bass, I think. Maybe my last one.
Yeah.
Which is what, 11 years ago?
Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Honestly.
On the moon.
With Wally. And the wizard.
And the wizard!
Oh, I really like the song when they're walking in the hall and it's Dirty Little Secrets being played. Da, 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 da. That sounded really posh. Dirty Little Secrets. I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
We also have Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper, obviously karaoke classic. Aww. And you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. And also, a bit of a fun one, we have Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Now, for any fans of Pitch Perfect, the Barden Bellas sing Hit Me With Your Best Shot during one of their little riff-offs.
Oh.
So there's a nice little bit of synergy.
Love.
Love that.
We should award Best Musical Moment.
Yes, we should. And I think it has to go to Scott's favourite song that he's just singing in the library without a care in the world. I Want You To Want Me by Cheap Trick.
And it's so hilarious because he gets caught off guard.
Yes. But what was he thinking just singing in the library?
I want you to want me. Oh.
In our library at college, if you sneezed, you'd be asked to leave.
Honestly, yeah.
Do you remember the time that we had to film our media project in the library and I had to play the nerd who drops all his papers and files in the middle of the library and someone decided it would be hilarious to film it in the library without telling anyone else who was actually there. So I had to go out, I had these like nerd glasses on, this like knitted jumper, and stack it in front of the entire school, basically.
Hey, we won Best Comedy Award at the Media Awards that year because of your amazing acting.
I never saw that award.
I actually think we cut that scene from the production. So it was all for nothing. I'm so sorry. The wizard can come for you.
Yeah. Let me wear your hat.
Wait, come back. He's on the escalator like... Okay, so now we're going to do best quotes. I think we should start with one of my favorite quotes, and this is from Heather. Look, I know what you're thinking. I'm not as pretty as Heather.
I love her self-confidence.
Yes. Be more like Heather.
Yeah, be more Heather. When they're playing volleyball, Kate goes, I'm Kate. And Heather replies, so? And then later, Beth says, who is that? And Heather goes, I don't know, Pam something. Where did she get that from?
Pam
is not a young girl's name.
No. Oh, there's that iconic quote when Kate's like trying to be nonchalant, like just does not care that he is trying to pursue her. Mm. And he's like, so did you like the flowers? Sure, if you're into that kind of thing. Well, because, you know, I didn't get a call. I didn't have a pen.
Whoa! She's quick-witted.
Yeah. She also has that rapport with Scott as well, where she's like, oh, you're the other Tucker. What is that? Is that like the loser Tucker? Oh, no. That's not what I meant. You just don't look... Translation, you do.
Yeah. Now, Beth has a couple moments that I love. She's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
In the first scene, when there's a basketball match, she shouts from the stands, come on, John, kill the Bobcats. I mean, not real Bobcats. They're endangered. And then later when she's talking to Heather and trying to defend her relationship with John, she says, we share a vegan, non-violent outlook on life. And Heather replies, hippie slut.
She also says actually something that's a kind of like her vegan ways as well. She's like, for you, I don't have to give up all meat.
Ooh. Oh, spicy.
She wants that chorizo all up and down her mouth. There is that quote where Beth and Kate have been in the Jeep and there's that young guy who's just seen Beth practice kissing with Kate and then he's like, holy Jama Llama, kiss her again, do it, get out of here, you little perv. He looked too young to be at that party. What was he doing?
I don't know, just watching and waiting for girls to kiss. Mission complete.
Oh my gosh, Carrie has an amazing line with Beth as well. It's when they see that the entire basketball team are wearing thongs.
Yeah.
And she's like, unbelievable. And then Beth's on the phone really angry. I'd hit him with my car if you wouldn't make body casts a fashion statement.
We also have Nancy the cheerleader with the bum leg. And that is when Heather's trying to introduce Kate to the cheerleaders. Well, Kate's going to replace Nancy. And Nancy's like, what? Well, you know, you got that bum leg and everything. Sorry. But it's just a sprain. The doctor said it'd be better in a week. Maybe next year, kiddo. You fought a good fight, though. Poor Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Should we award best quote?
I think we should. And I mean, there's just been so many, but we have to give it to the girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the scene where they're discussing each of their relationships with John, and Heather's trying to defend her relationship. And she's talking about all the nice things he said to her, but they're quickly realizing that he has said the same thing to all of them.
And it hurts me to hear you question it, because
you're the only girl for me? Oh, God, the penny drops.
Yeah, mic drop.
These girls are mad.
And then it's proper operation, like they're making PowerPoint presentations and they're like...
We're going to kill him.
Yeah, real Spy Kids.
Spy Kids, yes.
I feel like every American high school has like a TV studio or TV room.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I was going to bring this up in Can We Discuss, but I think this is a good place. You know, Carrie's like, love is all the tech, and she's doing the presenting to camera. Who's watching that footage? What's that for?
I could think of nothing worse than watching like a school or university channel.
No one's watching it because they're there in the moment living it.
Exactly.
So who's going to rewatch it? Like the parents? Absolutely not.
No. Maybe she's making demos for college or something.
Maybe.
Oh, loser.
I mean, losers go to college.
Yeah.
Except you going to Stanford, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And me scooping pee outside? What is that? Next, we're on to Can We Discuss?
Mm-hmm.
Early on in the film, we learn that every time Kate's mom gets cheated on, they move to a different town. And I just wanted to bring this up because I have just moved house and it's just so insanely stressful that it made me think, you're moving towns every time you get dumped. Grow up!
Yeah.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
Like, I completely understand the feeling of you've been dating someone and then it's like... Oh, I just don't want to go back to that area again. But not move.
And you have a daughter, like, who's just enrolled at school. It took me so long to get on the electoral roll that it's just not worth moving for.
Also, I'm not one to condone cheating, okay? But my thoughts were, like, if you are going to cheat, be smart about it. Like, why is he taking them to the same restaurant?
Mm-hmm. And I hated that he was ordering for Heather. He was like, I'm going to get the lobster. She's going to get the salad.
Oh, no.
Heather could like lobster.
Exactly.
Then she's like, I love that you do that for me. And then he's like, I love that I do that for you. Like, ew.
If we ever want to realize why we have like diet trauma, it's because we are the bridge guys. Diet culture's nuts and it's still ingrained in us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, the noughties was a horrible time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in the film... they try and make John undateable. So they do all of this stuff to like make him unattractive. And the other evening, I was talking to my 17-year-old neighbor, and oh my God, love her. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was with her friends. Honestly, it was hilarious. I was dying. They were reading me their ick list.
Oh, everyone's got an ick list.
Guys, it was gold. You would think it would be like, oh, he's messy or like something,
yeah,
like a normal ick sort of thing.
Yeah.
The top of their ick list, when he gets run over and just lies there.
Oh my God. That is unhinged.
As in, it's just so embarrassing. Don't lie there. Get up.
Yeah, get up.
That's embarrassing.
Like, my bones are broken.
They were literally listing everything that was embarrassing that a guy could do. Another one was like, he eats corn on the cob.
Okay, now hang on. I love corn on the cob. What's the big idea?
They're just like, oh, if it just gets like stuck in his tooth and he's like, he just has to try and get it out. Honestly, these girls for president, they're so funny.
That is amazing. What's the top of your ick list?
Mine's like, no ambition.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Oh God, mine are very minor in comparison.
Oh, what's yours?
Wearing shorts with black socks.
Oh.
And trainers, like, it has to be white socks.
There's another moment where Scott and Kate are like flirting in science and they're making sodium chloride, which is just salt water.
Yeah.
And they start flicking it at each other. But then he dips his hand into one of the other glasses and just flicks it. And I'm like, imagine if that was just acid.
You know what else was really stupid?
Mm.
John's reaction to the estrogen powder that Heather was putting in.
Oh, yeah.
His reactions to, like, show that he was maybe being a bit more, like, feminine.
Mm.
Just so cliche. There's that, like, you know, he stops the basketball game because he's fallen over. And he's like, I'm anxious and bloated and my nipples hurt. Literally, you're playing on every stereotype from the mid-noughties.
Yeah. Also, his chocolate of choice when he was like, needed chocolate, was Hershey's.
Ew!
America, sorry, God love you, but Hershey's.
It's not the one.
No, drop it in the sea.
Gold whisper every day.
The last thing that we should discuss is the quote where John and Kate are on the beach and Kate goes, the sun sets that way. And he's like, I'm just looking at everyone's insane jealousy. And that reminded me of some of the chat up lines that I've received before.
Okay. All right. Go on. Hit me.
These are not like ones that have worked. They're just hilarious.
Yeah.
Once a guy actually came up to me and said, do you use Gillette? Because you're the best a man can get. And I was like, Oi. Are you leaving? Because I'm leaving. And we're married, have two
kids. Wow, called Gillette.
Yeah, Jillian. Sorry if your mum's called Jillian.
My grandma's called Jillian.
Oh, wait, my auntie's called Jillian. And my cousins might be listening.
Cut, cut! Right, here we are. We are on to the trivia round. And my first question to you, Emily, is what is the atomic symbol for gold? So for context, this isn't a science quiz.
Yeah, yeah, maths boy at the beginning of the record.
I've been off more than I can chew. No, Kate tells Scott a chemistry joke.
AU.
Yes!
Hasta la vista, motherfucker.
Stop with the rhyming.
I'm the nerd.
AU, get out of my bar.
Oh, it wasn't funny then, Kate, and it will never be funny. What does Kate call her mum's boyfriends instead of their real name?
Skip.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
An amazing crisp also.
Oh my gosh, Skips. Yes.
And you put them on your tongue and they just melt?
Dissolve. Yeah. Prawn cocktail Skips. Delicious.
Gorgeous. Can you tell me, what does John win a Teen Responsibility Award for?
For having herpes?
I'll give you that. It's herpes awareness.
Oh, God.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Even though he doesn't have herpes, but the girls make it sound like he does.
What is the name of the basketball team?
The Kodiaks.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Yeah. Ba-ba-bow.
Ba-ba-bow. I was watching a bit of this with my dad earlier and, you know, classic father-son film, and he was like, do you know what a Kodiak is? I was like, a camera. First of all, that's Kodak. And then he was like, no, it's a bear. And then that makes sense because their mascot is a bear.
It's a big old bear. Oh.
Whoopsie.
Oops. But I see where you went wrong. Fine. Yeah. Fine.
What piece of jewelry does John gift Kate when he says that he's whipped?
Oh, he gives her his watch.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Yes!
Oh, that's a big old chunky watch.
Yeah, I bet she's like, oh, thanks.
Great, weigh my arms out.
Yeah, I'm going to get really muscly on one side.
She's got one big muscle. Whenever Kate's mum gets broken up with, what does she eat?
Oh, ice cream?
My nipples hurt.
No. Brownie batter.
Oh, delicious.
Very delicious. Not nutritious.
No, not when there's a raw egg like floating in it. Okay, here's my next question. What snack food does Carrie liken John to?
Is it a Malteser?
I'll give you that. She just says chocolate.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
He's delicious. Okay, obviously this film is John Tucker Must Die. And we haven't actually mentioned this the entire pod. So I'm going to say it in a question. What did the girls ultimately decide to do to destroy John Tucker?
Oh, they want to make him undateable.
My nipples hurt.
No, the ultimate thing is they wanted to break his heart.
Oh.
Just have to watch it again and just look at Jesse Metcalf again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, which one's John? I think I need to rewatch it. When Kate convinces John to sneak into her hotel room wearing nothing but the little red thong, whose room does he accidentally climb into?
It's the PE teacher.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, she is not happy.
She wasn't.
He's like lying on her bed like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, paint me one of your French girls. And she's like, ah! Awful. What sport were the girls playing when they found out they were all dating John Tucker?
Volleyball.
Hasta la vista, mother.
Stop with the rhyming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they had like the most intense fight scene where so many volleyballs were hit at their heads. Okay, if you guys think you can do better at trivia than us, then you need to come down to our next movie trivia night at Mortimer House in London. The next event is on the 28th of September.
Yeah, the last one was so much fun. Last time we did like Lizzie McGuire theme, didn't we? Mm-hmm. In like the decor. This time we're thinking Parent Trap. So like basically if you're just into Oreos, just come for that, really. And we can split them together.
Yes.
Right down the middle. And Barney will be on the side piercing ears.
Yeah, bring your own apple halves. I never got that. I didn't understand what was going on. But whatever, it's just not for us.
Honestly, there'll be free drinks there, so you won't even...
You won't feel it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.